Idol, a Democratic rebuttal to God's Will, Akpabio's 99.9% prediction for Tinubu in 2027 by Otunba Babatunde Olushola Senbanjo, Banjo Baba Chumba. On June 21, 2025, during a political reception in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria's Senate President, God's Will Akpabio, made a bold and baffling declaration that President Bola Ahmed Tinubu would win 99.9% of the votes in the 2027 presidential election. This statement, as reported by New Spot Nigeria, goes beyond political optimism. It drips with arrogance and deeply insults the intelligence of the Nigerian electorate. Let's be clear. Democracy is not theater. It is not monarchy. It is not a system where leaders are preordained or where elections are mere formalities to confirm their seat. It is a process messy, plural, and grounded in accountability. How can anyone in good conscience claim that a president whose administration is currently grappling with economic hardship, a crashing naira, rampant unemployment, and worsening insecurity could sweep nearly all the votes in a nation of over 200 million people? Nigeria is not a rubber stamp republic. We do not bow to declarations made at receptions or political rallies. We evaluate, we question, we vote based on performance, not on prophecy. And to the Senate president, respectfully, your job is not to crown the next president. Your duty is to legislate, to provide oversight, and to defend our democracy, not to engage in premature coronation or partisan cheerleading. We are watching, we are aware, and come 2027, we will vote, not based on forecasts, not based on pressure, but based on the lived realities of Nigerians on the ground, in the markets, on the farms, and in the streets. Let the ballot speak, not the boasting. Democracy, not dictatorship. That's the Nigeria we believe in. Democracy, not dictatorship. Nigeria decides. 2027. We will vote.